Let's go over maybe what are your suggestions to make it as a most positive experience. It's never going to be a positive experience, I think, for the masses who have to come in for renewals or new licenses or tests or so forth. But preparation, isn't that really the key to make sure you can get in and out as fast as you can?
That is. Make sure that you have the right documents. It saves you from making a bunch of trips and frustration and all that kind of stuff. So when you come in for a renewal or a duplicate license or an original application, make sure that you have the right documents. That's the key thing. So one thing that I get a lot of questions about is about renewing. Can I renew online? Can I renew by mail? I always get these questions, and you can renew online or by mail if you haven't done it the time before. So you can do it previously, but in between times, you have to visit an office.
And I'll share a personal experience in the respect that I moved recently, and with the change of address, I went ahead and did it online just to update my address, and surprised when I got my new license in the mail that it automatically, I was within the window of it having it updated, and so I'm good to go for another term. I forget how long it goes.
Right. If you are needing to change an address and you're within 12 months of the expiration date, you can go ahead and change the address and renew the license. So it's good. If you have a regular Class C license, it's good for another 6 years.
So as long as I don't move again, or let me ask the question, if I move again, can I renew again online, or if I move again, do I need to come up to the station?
Since you did it online this last time, then you'll have to visit an office the next time that you do a transaction.
And then what do I need to bring in addition to my license in that situation?
For you being a U.S. resident, and all you're going to need is the license itself. You need to come in with that, and $25 for a Class C to renew the license.
Again, visiting with Trooper Sarah, Department of Public Safety. Again, the driver's license station, I presume you're working out of Bryan?
Yes, sir. I've been there since 2007.
Terrific. What else as far as the popular questions or the things that would relieve most of the frustrations of those who visit you?
Well, we're getting some questions, a lot of CDL questions, some new things that are going on with the CDLs. Actually, my father-in-law called me the other night and was yelling at me over the phone about the CDL stuff. He was frustrated. Some questions that we're getting about the CDL stuff is, first of all, if you are required to have a medical card or haven't been required, there's some rumors going on about with the federal regulations on having the medical cards, that type of thing. My advice to you is if you have a medical card, bring in your medical card with you when you come to renew your CDL. Also, always get a lot of questions about the hazmat, and my advice to you again is if you have a hazmat endorsement on your CDL license, to come in about a month or two before that license expires, because that individual is going to have to retest for that hazmat. So that way they have the opportunity to take the test and get it passed prior to their license being expired.
What else can we share with listeners?
We can also share with the listeners some of the addresses online in order to do some of the renewals or a duplicate license, that type of thing. Always get a lot of questions. Going back to that a little bit, always get a lot of questions. Well, hey, Trooper Sarah, I lost my license. Can I go ahead and replace it online? And the answer to that is no, unless you have a photocopy somewhere at home. Online, it's going to ask for an audit number. The audit number is a separate number than the driver's license number itself. It's to protect the persons from identity theft and somebody doing unauthorized transactions online. So unless you actually have the license, you're not going to have access to that audit number.
So that leads me to asking, is it a good idea to make a photocopy and keep it in a secure place for such an occasion?
It's possible to do that at home or write the audit number down. The audit number changes every time you do a transaction. It's a new number.
All right, what else?
Something else that's been in the media is the mega centers that have opened, and we've gotten some questions about the mega centers that are in the area and that have opened in Texas. In around Dallas area, there's one that's opened in Garland. Around Houston, there's several mega centers that have opened: Rosenberg, Spring, and around Austin, Pflugerville.
Now, I've lived here less than 3 years, so I don't know about this part of the state, but when I lived in Northeast Texas, I found it more convenient for me to go to smaller counties where they were open maybe a couple of days a week, but the lines were less. And I don't know whether that is still an option maybe around here. But in addition to Bryan, and you mentioned the mega centers, are there smaller counties that don't get the type of walk-in traffic that maybe someone might want to think about driving?
Right. And with that idea, I think a lot of people have had that same idea within the last year, especially out of Houston area. We've had a bunch of folks driving here to Bryan to get transactions done just because they weren't able to get in a timely fashion in Houston. And they've also chosen these smaller offices like our Hempstead office and Brenham office, that type of thing. So where it was easy to get in at some of those smaller offices at one time, it's not so much anymore.
So you've noticed that maybe in Bryan traffic has decreased a little bit because the Houston mega centers have opened up?
Yes, yes. Hopefully, for the local people here in Bryan, we hope to get, you know, them in and out because these mega centers are opening up. So therefore, hopefully those Houston folks have that option to stay closer to home instead of them having to drive this far to get a transaction done.